labor movement unless we start agitating and fight for what we need and fight for our own system that brings freedom, justice, and equality to everyone.
And Dave, you have something you want to say about that?
I agree. I would go to South Africa and say that the president of South Africa now is, came up out of the labor movement, came up out of ANC, and is an example of struggles in Africa. Kwame Nkrumah had to depend on the labor movement when he went back to Ghana. And ABSW, I don't know if most of you know the name, but Association of Black Social Workers went to South Africa, and they joined with the African social workers. I don't know whether that's still viable, mm-hmm. but we certainly have to begin to make those kinds of connections because all black people are workers. And we're not going to just do it in the United States. We're going to have to get black workers throughout the world interested in the struggle. I mean, the laborers in South Africa that held up the ANC all that period of time before they went into armed struggle. So that's the way I look at it.
So you're saying that one of the things is we have to develop, the lesson is that we have to develop our struggle internationally.
Yes.
Because, I mean, the Panthers did that, right? The Panthers did that. The Panthers had an international movement when they was around. And also W. D. Bois did it, too. I mean, he had the Pan-Africanist Congress. You know, he was the one that founded the African Congress. And also helped the Civil Rights Movement, too. Because I think the Civil Rights Movement wasn't just local, you know, down south, because they took it all over, because King went all over the world telling people about what was going on here. And Malcolm, too, right? What's Carlos say?
I think that, like he said, of course, David said it's correct, that it's the labor movement. I remember that labor supported the very essence of the Poor People's Campaign of Resurrection City was the labor movement. Mm-hmm. Leon Davis of 1199, Walter Wright of the United Auto Workers, you know that, and many other unions supported the very essence of, because this is the basis of our struggle for a living wage. Now we're waging, we're following the footsteps of those people in the past that were fighting for the very essence of a right to be a union member, to have a job. And now we're heading to the highest stage of $15 an hour, in which we have to unite and have our allies to fight for it. For people, that's not even high, but it's a step for people to live, to stop being hungry and having 10 and 20 jobs just to survive and support their families. I think that Du Bois, he died a day or a couple of days before the March on Washington. And it was the labor unions that marched that day. Right. And in that day, I think David Olean knows this, that on Solidarity Day, on June the 19th in 1968, it was the labor unions that came in to support us. That was the most happiest days that I saw. It was the unions that came to support us. And I think that many of the young people now who are struggling have to wake up from these one issue of struggles and realize that the struggle is big and that they have to respect and learn knowledge of the past. They have to study knowledge of the past, because a tree without a seed will never grow.
Right.
And this, I could say that we have to always intensify our struggle by teaching the young people, they are the future, that the struggle, the lessons of the past, even today, of reverence, even today now. And now the fight is to have, we have allies. Hopefully they will practice what they're preaching or what they're saying. And I think that more than anything, we have to keep tied to this. We have to work collectively, learning from each other and struggling from the very beginning we did that. And we have to continue a set of one issue struggles in which certain people promote. I won't say who they were, but they promote that because that's the name of the game.
Right. And there's a lot of books written about the labor movement, and especially, in particular, the black labor movement. And I think it's very important, I agree, Carlos, it's very important that the students of the day, the movement of the day, they got to know about the importance of the labor movement, which I don't think they really know, you know how important the labor movement is in the struggle that we're involved in. And that don't have to be taught. I want to go to one last question. I don't want to hold you too long, but I want to ask you, but this is for everybody. Over the years, how have your life been impacted, you know, over the years by all these movements? How have your life, your life been impacted by these movements?
Willie?
Yeah.
I'd just like to take just a step back just a minute. About the labor movement. We must not, the labor movement certainly contributed to the civil rights movement, but also we can't forget that the AFL-CIO, when they organized in 1867 and had their conference, they excluded blacks from membership.
That's right.
Then, you know, that's the first thing. The second thing, that exclusion lasted up until 1948, when
that's
most
correct.
Unions excluded, had white-only clauses. You know, we cannot forget that. We cannot forget the role that progressive union people, like Walter Ruther, the communication workers, 1199, they all played positive roles. I mean, it was 1199 that funded Malcolm X's speeches. So I give them credit, but the labor unions as a whole were racist. They excluded minorities from their ranks, and people like I forget who was the president of AFCIO for years. You know.
Oh, what's his name again?
I forget his name right now, but he was part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Me?
So we cannot confuse the major labor unions who excluded us. And that's the lesson they had to learn. By excluding us, they weakened their own self. So when people came after them strong and hard, they had, Carlos, I'll give you the floor. I just,
so, forgive me.
No. I'm just saying, you know, the brothers, when we started out because the construction labor union excluded black workers and minority were black and brown workers from being in construction, and we had to picket them. They were the people that we were fighting. So, you know, that has to be part of the mix and understanding who are our friends and who are our enemies and who are sometimes our friends and sometimes our enemies. So I just like to, go ahead, Carlos, I'm sorry.
I think that the name that you wanted to mention was that creep by the name of George Meade, who was born in Harlem during that time.
Hey,
George Meade, who supported the war in Vietnam, and he didn't even support us at the Poor People's Campaign. He said, And like you said, that it wasn't until 1948 when they so-called busted the banner, but it was the progressive people who were fighting for the very essence of including everybody in the union.
Right.
Because an injury to one is an injury to all. But, you know, the narrative, the many of the young people have to learn these. This is knowledge that will fulfill your soul. This is something, what did the movement do to me? I could say that it was a freedom movement. It was the freedom schools that I learned and got educated. It was a movement of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and one of their organizers that had the freedom school that taught me many things. Other than what my parents taught me too, but they taught. They gave us a political education that's so rich. And I could say that being involved in the movement has helped me. It helped me to struggle. It helped me, in essence, even to get an education that was denied to us because we did, our parents didn't have the money. My father and mother wanted me to go to college and I finally went. It was because of the movement and also marching and being a citizen of Resurrection City. When I came back and I came back to New York City and went to college and graduated. And I'll say that it was impact, but it also gave me a real training, a political education that nobody can fool me because I know history. And I know who played the role, not only of Paul Robeson, William B. Du Bois, William Patterson, and many other leaders, Patrice Lumumba, Kwame, Nkrumah, Ho Chi Minh, and many other people, Comandante Fidel Castro, and many other people who fought and brought, Philip Randolph, Dr. Martin Luther King, Minister Malcolm Shabazz, and many other leaders that struggled, that influenced us, and had, because I was a young person when I was in, just graduated out of high school, when I marched in the Poor People's Campaign, so it influenced us. It influenced many people, and many people who were in Resurrection City were conscious. They were not just people. We were a moral force. We were a moral force of political education. We were not something of an evangelist tape preaching to us, but we were a moral force fighting for the basic right of being a human being and having the basic essentials of human rights, for the right of education, for the right of food, for the right of a job, a guaranteed income. I think that influenced me more than anything else in my life. And I have to say, I am an elder. I'm 71 years old, and to this day, it's still in my heart and soul. And I plan when I die is to be the same thing. Thank you.
Yeah.